Going on, everybody? This is your boy Tyree, and welcome to Lock Pop Talks. This is our official first episode. It's going to be a quick one that we can talk about a little bit more as time goes by, but today's podcast is titled Fix It Where It Was Broken. And what I mean by that is, I guess I could share a bit of my story first before we really get into it, so bear with me on this one. But back in 2016, me and my wife were going through it, you know, through our marital issues. And for one reason or another, holding accountability for what I had done, things had gotten worse. You know, we were fighting, we were arguing. We were fighting in front of the girls, we'd fight in front of her job, we'd fight over the phone, like everything. We didn't do anything other than fight. So one day, we took a break from the fights and the arguments. We wanted to be with our girls. So we went together. We all had lunch together. And we had lunch at like a local fast food joint. I'm not going to say which one, but they have nice four for four deals, which was pretty good for the girls, at least for money-wise. And while we was there, I'm helping the girls get their food, and they're getting ready to eat, and I look across the table and I look at my wife, and I see a look on her face that I have never seen before. And it was this empty, distant look on her face as she's got her eyes lowered and she's staring at the table. So I could tell, you know, she's gone, you know, as far as, you know, being in a moment or being with family, whatever we're going through, it officially had detached her from the present, that maybe she'd rather be somewhere else than where she was at the current moment. And so I didn't know what else to do because I had never seen that look on her face. And it just hit me, and it was said, you know what, man? She's hurting. Whatever it is that we're doing, she's hurting. And then I thought about, well, shit, I'm hurting too. I'm going through some things too. And I know, you know, that sounds really selfish. And I knew that sounded selfish. But I wanted her to know too that I was just as hurt as she was. So I remember going around asking people, what should I do? What can I do? I was trying to do things to save a marriage and make things better and make things right. But I had no way of making it happen. I had no way to, like, speak our relationship back into a better state, you know? I consider myself pretty wise, pretty savvy with words, but this time the words were going nowhere. They were hitting a brick wall. Nothing was happening. So I thought about it. How long am I going to keep saying that I'm hurt? How long am I going to keep affecting someone else because of what happened to me? So it hit me. This shit's got to stop somewhere. It's got to start somewhere. And no amount of talking with other people, no amount of going to church, none of that is going to give me the accountability that I needed to handle my business as the husband, as a man for that matter. And that's what I mentioned to a lot of other guys out there. There's some things that we're doing. We know what we're doing. And we may have a billion reasons as to why we're doing it. But you got to look beyond that and understand that what you do and how you do it can really affect somebody on a level that you probably never expected. You might even think that person deserved it and that they should be upset, that they should be hurting inside. And maybe that's how I felt too. Until you get front row seats to how affected that person is, especially if you care for them, especially someone like your wife. It could be your girlfriend, it could be your fiance, it could be your mom, it could be your daughter. It doesn't matter. That look on their face should be enough for you to see, I'm going too far. So at the moment, I saw that look on her face and I decided to myself, you know what? This has to stop. This has to stop. And it starts with me. I've got to fix this. No one else is going to fix it. So I smack the table. Bam! Our food jumps up, right? I hit the table that hard, kind of hurt my hand a little bit, but scared everybody at the table, but I wanted their attention. You know? Tyree wasn't there. Daddy was in the house. You got to let them know. Sometimes you got to let people know in your family, hello, daddy home. Hello, your husband's here. We ain't going to keep doing this. So I hit the table hard as I can. Turn around and I said, Tiffany. My wife snaps up. She looks at me like I done lost my damn mind. But she was shocked, I could tell. There was a shocked look on her face like, holy crap, what did this man just do? And she looks at me and I tell her, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I've done. I'm sorry for arguing with you. I'm sorry for making you feel the way you do. What I did was wrong. What I've done is wrong. How I think is wrong. And I left it alone at that because I wasn't trying to fix the marriage. I wasn't trying to fix the situation. I just wanted her to stop with that look. I just wanted that look to, you know what? That's beyond evil, you know? That's too much. I remember going through that and how it affected me for years. Man, let me tell you, not just years, like a decade. That was too much. Why would I do that to someone else? So I left it alone at that. I didn't expect her to say, well, I'm sorry too. I didn't look for her to accept my apology. I just did. I manned up and just said what I had to say. And I'm telling you too, fellas, if you're out there listening to this, don't wait until it's over. Then decide to say you're sorry. Because then no one's listening. Say it now. Say it right now. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Do not send a text message. Pick up the phone. Go see them in person. And you're going to get all the nasty looks in your face. I don't care about none of that. We don't care about none of that. You go and handle your business as a man and you apologize for what happened. The part that you played. For women, it takes them a little longer to come around sometimes. Some of them come right back. Some of them take a little bit longer. It doesn't matter. We're talking about what you got to do first. And have the accountability and have the confidence to do it. If you haven't decided to apologize yet for your actions, for your own actions, I'm telling you, do it now. And then get in touch with me. Find me on Instagram at LockPop, LOCDPOP. DM me, follow the page, tell me what happened. You don't have anything. If nothing happened, then nothing happened. If something happened, congratulations, something happened. But either way, you're going to feel a little bit better about who you are as a man when you take up accountability for yourself. My name is Tyree Wilson. I'm telling you today, fix it where it was broken. If you hurt their feelings in public, you're going to have to fix their feelings. You're going to have to fix it in public. If you embarrass them, now you're going to have to feel a little bit of embarrassment. You're going to have to swallow that pride a little bit and give some of that strength back. Give it back to your spouse. Give it back to your girlfriend. No one likes to feel like they're less than a human, less than a person. I'm not saying that your words will bring them right back, but it will start to bring you back in who you are and who you were meant to be. Fix it where it was broken. I'll be back tomorrow to let you guys know what's going on. Maybe we'll have another topic. Like I said, find me any way you can and let's talk about this thing. Till next time, guys. This is Lock Pop Talks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.